Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your
welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. This year marks the 50th anniversary of two songs that have absolutely stood the test of time. Nights Are Forever Without You, and I'd really love to see you tonight. And joining me today is a man whose music has become part of the soundtrack of so many lives, including mine. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, actor, and author, and one half of the Grammy-nominated duo England Dan and John Ford Coley. It's a real honor to welcome John Ford Coley to The Mark White Show. Welcome, John.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Congratulations on the 50th anniversary of these two songs.
Can you imagine 50 years? I'm not even 50 myself.
What goes through your mind, John, when you think about those songs turning 50 years old?
Well, you know, the funny thing about it was back during the time when I'm growing up, when a song was on the radio, it was on the radio for a certain amount of time, and then it was gone. And occasionally, you might hear, what we call the oldie moldies kinds of things that bring it back for one spin. Now, because of the yacht rock thing, we have been so fortunate to have all of these songs playing on the radio again, and people are coming to the concerts. It's kind of a remarkable little thing that's happened.
John, as I told you, I have your songs playing on my Pandora, and my 12-year-old daughter, she gets to listen with me. I was born in 79. As a matter of fact, my birthday is tomorrow. I'll turn 47. But the music of the 70s is my dad's music, and I grew up listening to that. And so it has been my music. I adopted it as my music. And thinking about that, imagining in the 70s that people would still be singing these songs and introducing them to their children and their grandchildren, what does that mean to you?
I think it means that the melodies have kind of stood the test of time. One of the things that happened, and I've discussed this with a lot of my friends and stuff, when music came out before, it was all about the song. You might have a Stones, you might have a Beatles, but the names were not, household kind of names. But the song you knew, and you could sing the melody. Now it's not about the song, it's about the artist. And you don't really care. So, and you can't sing the song. I mean, it's like, I personally can't sing Where Dogs Can Hear, that's for sure. And everything is so high. But when they come to the concerts and stuff, it's so gratifying to watch them singing the melodies and just enjoying themselves in that manner.
John, if you would, take us back to Dallas, Texas. What was young John Ford Coley like?
I mean, he was probably a jerk like everybody would be, my guess. I was always kind of a driven kid. I've got a friend that was a teacher in high school, and she was like 3 years older than we were. And she said, "You were probably one of the most driven kids I had ever seen." And I went, "Oh, well, that's good to hear." So that's probably because, again, I was always going here, going there, doing this, doing that. And it was fun for me,
John, who really first encouraged your musical gifts?
Oh, I think that would be my mom and dad. They're the ones that got me piano lessons. I used to go with my dad when he needed to get his hair cut. And during that time in the barber shops, they had the big stool and you could put your feet on the footrest. And I used to sit in that position, flip that footrest over and pretend that I was playing the piano. Because again, I'm always seeing all these television shows that mom and dad are watching. And they watched a lot of variety and musicals and things like that. So I would have to say it was them. They're the ones that got me going on it.
I grew up listening to Lawrence Welk on Saturdays because my grandmother who raised me, that was her program. And she played the piano, and she would have loved for me to have played the piano as well. She taught lessons, and so she would have loved this segment. She's no longer with us, but she would have enjoyed the fact that your foundation comes from being classically trained on the piano. So let's talk about how that shaped the artist you ultimately became.
Okay. It's ironic because my mom and dad, again, they watch show tunes. That's what I was trained on. Lawrence Welk. I could not watch. They would not allow me to watch Paladin or Gunsmoke on Saturday night unless I watched Lawrence Welk and Mitch Miller first. I had to sit there and watch it. And it was really funny. And then the really funny thing came about was I finally got to meet Janet Lennon. And we were like a judge in something together. And I said, it's really nice to finally make your acquaintance after having you in my house so many Saturday nights. Then Kip Lennon, her brother, her younger brother, ended up doing a stint as the lead vocalist in the band Ambrosia. So I'm seeing Kip all the time. And it's amazing how it all comes full circle. You just continue to run across people.
You and Dan Seals were friends long before the fame ever happened. What first brought you and Dan together?
Actually, it was the band. I found it interesting that when their guitar player quit, and he quit because his girlfriend was jealous of the fact that all these girls were coming around him, so he quits the band. Dan wanted another guitar player. Everybody else in the band wanted to try a keyboard player. So I got the call. I get the gig. Dan and I didn't get along. He didn't want me in the band. He wanted another guitar player. So the only reason that we ended up doing things together was because occasionally we would ride to the gigs together, you know, just take one car. And we'd sing Everly Brothers, Righteous Brothers, Peter and Gordon, all those kinds of songs. And we discovered that we had kind of a blend together. And Dan always took the lead. I always took the harmony. We kind of had our roles defined. And we just developed a sound. So that's pretty much how we ended up being such good friends.
Can we talk just a minute about people putting their differences aside, or maybe they don't initially like somebody, but you learn to be compatible? Maybe that's a lesson that people need to hear right now.
Very much so. Very much so. The other thing, too, that Dan and I had is that we were both problem solvers. I do not want to stand there and argue with you endlessly over something stupid and then, you know, it never come to resolution. My attitude is, look, let's just pretend that we've been arguing for 2 hours and I won. Okay, we're done. Now let's go eat. And so we would get together and we would hash things out in such short order. So we never had the opportunity to really hold a grudge.
You've had so many hit songs, and I know that you've been asked this many times. Is there one that means the most personally to you? I'm not talking about one that's the most popular or the one that sold the most, but the one that hits you the most personally.
That would be Soldier in the Rain, hands down. That incorporated my classical training. I wrote that with a girl by the name of Sonny Dalton. And the music was already written. And then I actually had her come in and we wrote the lyrics together. But that one would have to be hands down the one that I'm attracted and drawn to every single time. If I never had the opportunity to write another song in my life, I would be satisfied with that one.
John, how about being moved by hearing how a song became part of someone's wedding, their courtship, or memories of a loved one?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get a lot of, well, I have a son named after you because I go, I don't want to hear it. So we get that quite a bit. Weddings, stuff. As a matter of fact, I make kind of a little joke because I like to go outside and meet people after the show. I want to talk to them, find out their stories, their experiences. And so there's this one woman, and she's standing there with, I guess it was her husband, and she's going on and on and on and on. You know, my boyfriend and I danced to this song of yours, and we're doing this or that song. And the guy is just standing there. Now I get it, because there was a lot of animosity coming from people. And I figured out, look, the chances are pretty decent tonight that the person you might have come to this concert with might not necessarily be thinking about you during some of these songs. It's okay. It's 50 years ago, man. Let it go. It was just funny to me, you know, because people still hold the grudges about stuff.
Right now, folks, we're talking with John Ford Coley, and we're talking about his friendship with Dan Seals, life after England Dan and John Ford Coley, the upcoming album, Dan Seals and Friends, The Last Duet. And we're also going to remember a beloved voice in country music and broadcasting, And I know that John Ford Coley had known him for a while, Bill Cody, who we recently lost. Right. And I would like to talk about that in the next segment. So if you'll stick with me, John Ford Coley, we'll continue this conversation on the other side, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Hey everybody, it's John Ford Coley, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. This is the place where you can learn how to make a difference, get involved in various things, and love is the answer.
Lying in bed with the radio on, moonlight falls like rain. Soft summer nights spent thinking of you. When will I see you again? Soft and low, the music moans. I can't stop thinking about you, thinking about you. I didn't know it would be so strong, waiting and wondering about you. I didn't know.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege and my honor right now to have John Ford Coley on the Mark White Show, celebrating the 50th anniversary of two timeless hits, I'd Really Love to See You Tonight and Nights Are Forever Without You. This has been a real privilege to have John Ford Coley on the show right now. Welcome back, John.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. And Dan Seals is also one of my favorites. And John, as we all know, Dan Seals went on to become one of country music's biggest stars. Looking back, John, what made him special as both an artist and a friend?
Well, Dan had a great voice. I mean, hands down, he had a great voice. And so country was what he was raised in. And that truthfully should have been, you know, what he had gone into to begin with. But he didn't. He ended up in rock and roll and kind of a softer sound. And so then when he went back into country, I mean, first of all, our time was up. And the one thing that I'm really proud of is the fact that we didn't belabor it and keep it going and keep it going and try to fight our way through the top again. It was like, look, let's let you go do what you want to do, because Dan wanted to go into country. You do what you want to do. I'm going to branch out over here and do some other things. We've accomplished this. We're ending out on top. Let's keep it in that direction. So that was pretty much how it went. And Dan, as far as the friendship was concerned, Dan and I were good buddies. Like I said, we would solve things very quickly and not allow it to, you know, stagnate. Dan was funny, and we laughed a lot. Now, the funny thing that was even more funny to me was that Dan, being a natural comedian, he would say all of these, and you laugh. But when he would get on stage, it was like somebody put a great big piece of gaffer's tape over his mouth, and he would not say a word. And so after he and I split, he called me one time and he said, John, the hardest thing I've had to do out here is talk. He says, I just don't do it well. You did all the talking, because I wasn't afraid to say anything. And it helped me tremendously, but that was the thing that he suffered through the most.
John, when you think about Dan, what's the thing that you miss the most about him?
I think I miss playing Crazy Eights more than anything else. We were so long on the road, and for the longest time, it was just the two of us. I mean, most of the time, especially beginning, we had to share a room. So we had two double beds, and we had nothing to do a lot of the time. So we'd play Crazy Eights, a card game. And I miss playing Crazy Eights with Dan. That was fun.
Tell us about the upcoming album, Dan Seals and Friends, The Last Duet.
Dan had actually recorded an album called In a Quiet Room. And he took some of his songs that he had done in country and slowed them down a little bit, made them more acoustic and a softer sound. And so when he passed away, this was just kind of hanging out there. And Tony, his manager, and another guy, Sandy, came up with the idea of, we ought to take some of these songs like they've done before and have country artists come in and sing a duet with him on that. So they asked me if I would come into the Really Love to See You Tonight. And it was like, well, yeah, that would be a nice thing to do, you know. The only thing that I wish that they had done was they had let me sing the harmony on Love is the Answer and Nights Are Forever Without You, especially since Nights Are Forever Without You is 50 years old as well. So they've got all these people doing that, and they're putting it out. And I mean, I've done Really Love to See You Tonight with so many different people. I just did a version with Kathy Tricoli. That was a real surprise. When I'm about to play in Los Angeles again, a KTLA show, and they said, we want you to come in and sing. And I went, you know what? I'll do that. But I want Cherie Curry to come in and sing with me. And I've sung with her on stuff before. Let her come in. And I don't know if you know who Cherie Curry is. She was in an all-girl band called The Runaways. And Joan Jett came out of that band and everything. They had a song called Cherry Bomb. And I'm up on the stage singing Cherry Bomb, which was just hilarious. People are going, why are you two paired up together? It's like, we're friends and we can, you know? So I said, I want her to sing with me. So that's going to be another thing.
After England Dan and John Ford Coley ended, you reinvented yourself in several ways. Looking back, what did those years teach you, John?
Persistence. I was never very good at quitting. I just wasn't. I, like I said, the teacher said I was very driven, and I would get rejection letters and literally just tape them above the desk in my office and say, hey, you know, hide and watch. Let's see what goes on here. And as a matter of fact, I've got a tattoo on my arm, my forearm, and it's a cat. And people periodically, they see it, and they ask me what it's like. So it's the cat is clawing, and it's like he's going down a wall. And I said, that means I worked my way to the top. I dug in. I've been sliding down all these years, a little bit at a time, but I will not go quietly. So that's pretty much my attitude towards so much of everything.
John, recently, as we all know, the music world lost one of its great broadcasters, Bill Cody of WSM. And I know you were able to spend time with Bill and appear on his program. And for those who knew and loved him, and I've seen a lot of posts here lately from folks who had been interviewed by Bill, what did Bill Cody mean to artists like yourself, and what do you hope people remember most about his legacy?
You know, he really made a name for himself. He was there, WSM, all the Grand Ole Opry stuff, interviewing people long before it was really a popular kind of event. And I'm so accustomed to losing friends. I lose them on a daily basis, and it troubles me greatly. But we forget about people like Bill. These are the guys that, in essence, made us. They were the ones that were mentioning our name every time that they played the record, saying nice things about us. We forget about our heroes, our musical heroes that were behind the turntable. And I mean, I really hated to hear that he had passed away. It's like, man, the legacy just continues to go, but at the same time, the legacy continues to thrive and survive. So it's just like, you know, shout out to Bill for all the years and hard work and dedication that he put into it, making us.
Speaking of legacy, John, having spent decades in the music business now, what have you learned about fame versus legacy?
Fame's a joke. It really is. More likely than not, I'm going to get mistaken for Jimmy Buffett or, you know, Sonny Bono. And I go, why can't she, you know, if you're going to compare me to someone, why not Sam Elliott, you know, or Tom Selleck? There was a show, and it was on HBO, and Mick Jagger, as well as Martin Scorsese, did this series. It was about the 70s music industry, and they used us, one of our songs. And then when I was talking to them about the song, they said, well, we need a license and also a likeness release. And I said, okay, I get the license, but what's the deal with the likeness release? Why do you need that? And they said, well, you know, we've got a couple of people. You and Dan are being portrayed by these two guys in the studio singing the song Simone that you wrote. It was the number one song in Japan. And I said, what? You're having somebody portray Dan and I in this film? They said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, that changes everything, man. It's like, I want somebody that looks like a young Robert Redford, and wore his teeth straightened too, you know. And they were laughing like crazy because, again, for me, it's all a joke. Fame is a nice thing, but you realize that it's fleeting, it's ephemeral, and it's going to be gone because you're done. And so the legacy, that carries on because that's an accomplishment of work. The fame is virtually how you look. And I just learned to separate the two. And there's so many things. It's like, for example, I've told people that I've gotten very close to, they go, well, you know, John Ford Coley. And I go, well, you know, you and I are a little bit closer than that now. You're talking to John Coley. John Ford Coley is the guy who gets up on stage. John Coley is, if you get to be his friend, that's who you're talking to. And I know the difference between the two of them.
I mentioned that I turn 47 tomorrow, and you talked about time fleeting, and yes, it does. And there are things that we take for granted when we're younger that we just let go by without really appreciating the moment. Is there something you appreciate now that perhaps you took for granted when you were younger, John?
I appreciate the gift. The one element that I have really come to recognize, accept, and actually applaud is the fact that this was a gift. I didn't do anything but practice it. And I'll tell you how I know it was a gift. When Dan and I were back in the band back in Texas, I would come in from school and I had not been able to practice, you know, as much as I wanted to because I didn't have a keyboard up there and I'd have to go to the music building. So they were going to fire me if I did not straighten up. Now, bass player too, there was two of us that were on our way out. And it really upset me. So the next morning, I'm going to school, and it was the very first time that it happened, and it scared my socks off because I don't hear voices, but I've heard audible voices in my life three times, and they were long distances apart. So it wasn't something that I thought that I was crazy, but as I was driving back to school, what I physically heard, and very, very loud, I gave you the gift. What you do with it is up to you. But if you do not use the gift, I will take it from you and I will give it to someone who will. Those are the exact words. And it scared my socks off. And at that point, I became excessively dedicated to playing and learning how to play. And it was no longer a joke. I recognized that I got this. Now I had to develop it. And that's been a motivating force for me the whole time. It's a gift.
John, it's definitely a different industry than it was when you were starting out. And there are young musicians who are finding avenues to try to get their music heard. They're chasing their dreams, but they're also facing setbacks. And setbacks are, they extend all generations. There's no limit to setbacks. That's always happened. So what encouragement would you share with someone who has the ambition or the goals or the dreams facing those setbacks?
Don't quit. Don't listen to anybody. I mean, if they tell you they like your song, you can walk out that door and find 10 people that don't like it. If they tell you that they don't like it, you can go walk out that door and find 10 people that love it. So don't listen to them. Do what you want to do and continue to go that way, because there's always somebody that's going to try to set you down.
John, before we close out our conversation, where can listeners find your music and learn more about what you're doing?
You can go to johnfordcoley.com. Don't go to the brutally handsome and humble johnfordcoley.com. That's a joke. You can go to johnfordcoley.com. It's got a list of the shows that we're playing. We do a lot of things with Ambrosia and Three Dog Night still. I go a lot of dates by myself and just play by myself, piano and guitar. We laugh and joke, tell stories, and play music. You know, we don't get into political things, or I don't get into political things or anything that's going to be controversial or angering. I come there to play music, and I know that people come there to hear music. So we have a good time.
John, today has been a real pleasure for me, and I want to again congratulate you on 50 years of music that has touched generations, and I appreciate the memories and the songs. And thank you for spending time with me here on the Mark White Show today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Folks, our guest today has been John Ford Coley, one half of the legendary duo England Dan and John Ford Coley. And as we've been reminded today, songs may be recorded in a particular year, but the memories and emotions they create can last a lifetime. You can learn more and keep up with John at johnfordcoley.com. That's Coley.com. As always, I recognize difference makers and I share their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.